News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 Independent Talk Radio for the North State. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 in the morning on July the 9th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. How is everyone today?
Somebody told me you have a great radio voice.
Oh, how sweet.
Stan Statham.
Stan's
going to be here today to talk about the dividing of California and, you know, the state of Jefferson and why we need to divide California into two or three different places.
I'd be curious. You know what? How interesting.
It is interesting. There's a letter to the editor about that today, too. We're going to talk all about that here in a little while.
Well, it's currently 69 degrees in the downtown studios. How are you today? Looks like we are going to have temperatures around 103. Wow. We're in the triple digits. I know yesterday we were, we had to be outside in the afternoon and it just, you know, again, so hydrate and, be careful with your animals and your children and, leaving anything inside of, a hot quarters. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And at this portion of the show every morning, we love to go to our market experts with Wells Fargo. Good morning, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. What's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, everyone. Markets are positive this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 42 points at 15,267. The S&P 500 is positive 8 at 1,648. And the NASDAQ is positive 2 at 3487. Active stocks this morning include Sirius Radio up 6 cents at $3.54 and Bank of America up 1 penny at $13.29. Stocks of local interest, Tri-County's Bank is down 9 cents at 22.71. Excuse me, XO Group is up 7 cents at $12.59. In the bond market, we are finding lowered prices on the 30-year Treasury bond, bringing that yield to 3.63%. In the commodity markets, we are finding crude oil is down 22 cents at $102.80. Gold is up $18.70 at $1,253.60, and silver is up 23 cents at $19.27. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 243-7561. That's 243-7561 because there's so many changes in the market, so many things going on at Wall Street. You want somebody that's on top of it, and that's the Wells Fargo Advisors. All right. Bad Bob, good morning.
And good morning.
How are you doing today? Did you say you were up on your roof yesterday?
We had somebody coming out to check a problem on the roof, and, of course, the cash register starts ringing.
Whoa.
Well, I just want you to know how proud of myself I am. I'm bringing
yes.
this up.
Yes.
We had our toilet in the bathroom was leaking.
That's a good place for it, by the way.
we like to think it is.
You know, we're in Northern California. You can be on the lawn.
Unlike where you live, where you live out in the open where it can be anywhere.
Could have been our yard art.
It could have been anything. But it was, you know, the spot where the flapper is, where you, you know, it comes up and lets the water out and puts the water down in there. Well, it hasn't worked and we've got a little sign on it, don't flush this toilet. Well, I realized the sign had been in there for like 2 weeks. Mm. This is a bathroom we don't use very much, but we could have called the plumber. But no, I went in there, I looked at it, I got some real help from the guy at Ace.
Yeah.
he said, this is what you need, okay.
Isn't that nice?
Last night I fixed it. It cost me $5.
Sir Thomas would be proud of you.
I tell you what, $5. It cost me $5.65 for this part. I put it in there. I read the directions unfortunately, were in Mexican. They're in Spanish. And Linda said, no, turn them over. Okay. They're in English. But the directions were so good, even I figured it out. And we have another toilet in the house that works.
So simple, even a Marine.
Even a Marine. You know, when it has to be destroyed overnight, call Marines. When it has to be fixed overnight,
You know, let me say, guys, when you do a project around the house and it is good, it is complete, that is, you feel so, we're proud of you and you're proud of yourself. It was really great because usually we're busy and we'll just have our guy come and fix it. But, you know, for anybody who knows this, it's the blue toilet because we kept the blue and pink tile. So it's the 1940s toilet.
Y'all can now use the 1940s toilet again. It works with 2013 technology. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We got a lot of things going, a lot of things we want to talk about. How about a Marine? How about a wounded Marine that can't get through TSA right here in California on his way to Sacramento? Let's talk about that when we get back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Spring has arrived and we have made it through another winter's heating bills. We want to help you lower your high monthly costs by enrolling you in our easy payment program. Instead of making four high payments, you could spread those payments over 11 months, making it much easier on your budget. For safety, service, savings, and details of our easy payment program, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
I'm waiting for that. Oh, there we go.
Hey, welcome back to KCNR 1460, Carl and the Bot. 7:14 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew. Hey, I tell you what, they have do so much for this community, Joe and Shelley do. I mean, absolutely so much. Stop on by Espresso Joe's, get that coffee, get that icy drink because it's getting hot, and they can serve all types of different types of drinks to you. They have wine, they have coffee beans on sale down there, and of course, walk next door, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Linda, you've got some things that you've seen on the, what's this day in history, and we've got just a lot of stuff we're going to be running with.
Okay, here something
in the next
that sticks
minutes.
Out for me right now. Of course, it's July 9th, and on this day, July 9th in 1877, you guys will love this. The All England Croquet and Lawn Tennis Club begins its first lawn tennis tournament at Wimbledon. Then an outer suburb of London, 21 amateurs showed up to compete in the gentlemen's singles tournament, the only event at the first Wimbledon. The winner was to take home a 25-guinea trophy. Tennis has its origins in a 13th century French handball game called Jeu de Palma, or Game of the Palm, from which developed an indoor racket and ball game called Real, or Royal, Tennis. Real tennis grew into lawn tennis, which was played outside on grass and enjoyed a surge of popularity in the late 19th century.
What was it called?
It was called Jeu de Palma.
Which means?
Which means Game of the Palm.
They give awards for that? Okay, Royal. Okay, just wondering.
Next!
Okay, let's talk about Corporal Nathan. What's the matter, Bob? Bob just
Next.
Spewed.
Moving on.
Bob just spewed coffee all over himself. Hey, okay, this kind of follows along with this.
You're being
you
such
remember
a Marine.
Elliot Spitzer? You remember he used to be the governor.
Speaking of Game of the Palm.
Yeah. Well, no, yeah, Elliot Spitzer. That's what I said. It follows perfectly. Elliot Spitzer used to be the governor, New York governor, and fell. He had to resign because of his
what
dalliance.
What do you think about this? This is another Clinton-esque thing.
Well, I haven't had a chance to talk
okay,
about it.
Okay, go ahead.
Yet. Unlike Clinton, who fooled around and lied about it under oath and was impeached, the only thing it has is everybody loves Bill Clinton more today than they did then. You know, they say, why can't Uncle Bill come back? We'll provide women to him. You know, he's got to be better than Obama. Anyway, Governor Spitzer, or former Governor Spitzer, who resigned because he got caught with a prostitute. By the way, he was client number 9. I didn't know if it was that day or if he's just client number 9 in her book. He is running for.
That should be the name of the client number 9.
He is running for New York comptroller. Now, he's back in politics, running for. He's, in other words, taking care of other people's money. Now, the funny thing about this is the person he's running against is the former madame that procured the women for Spitzer, and she says, "Oh, I can't wait till we debate."
Doesn't this just...
She said, I ended up in jail, she said, for 3 years, got nothing, lost everything, and look at this guy. Nothing happened to him. He got his retirement. You know, the whole thing, she says. But see, she was running before he announced. So this should be really... I'd love to hear that debate. I would love to hear that debate. Well, do you plan on everything then, Mr. Spitzer? Well,
the best writers,
are you sure you wouldn't be caught with your pants down?
The best writers in the soap world could not come up with a better, otherworldly. Well, you know what's happening, Carl? I think this is indicative of our society. There would have been a time maybe 20 years ago that this would have been, Gary Hart, his career after that, he was done.
Yeah.
He was not, and what was it? He showed a girl sitting on his lap. I guess he had an affair with her. I don't know. But it was never as scandalous as this. And I think what's happening is that, again, our society is becoming more numb, more acceptable, more whatever behavior. There are no lines.
Right. There's, that's okay. At some point, almost anything is now, except perhaps if you use the N-word a few years ago in a deposition, at that point, your career and your life is changed dramatically. It's ruined. I mean, because... You want to destroy. The media destroyed that woman. And what she said, I'm not agreeing with what she said, of course not. She shouldn't have said that. It's a bad word. It's just like other names that people call other people. But to destroy a person's life totally and their business and all the people that are in that business over the use of a word is, I find that dramatically wrong. I find it so wrong. The fact is if they say that, that's fine. And if they apologize, she seems sincere about it, then at what point do you stop the pillorying? At what point do you stop the, utter destruction of then burning her and then, chopping her up and then letting people feed on what remains of her? It, you know, at what point was it too much? And then you can do other things. Cheat on your wife, consort with prostitutes, use the state's money to protect you, to have state, policemen there protecting you while you're at a prostitute with a prostitute. And then you, you know, then you, resign. And then, or what about Wiener, who sent texting photos of him, of his half naked body to teenagers? I mean, he's running for office again. Come on. At what point is there no shame? At what point is there just said, you know what? I was so wrong. I am just going to just sit back in my life. You know, if obviously we can pillory the one person and drive them away from society. The other ones, oh yeah, no. Come on and run. Come on and run. The only thing you can hope for is in New York, because both of them in New York, Wiener and Spitzer. Boy, what a license plate that would be. Or what a bumper stickers. I've been Wienered and Spitzered. We'll be right back after these messages.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Touch this.
So, you own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine, matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
This is Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. As firearms instructors, we know what it's like to work weekends, so NFI is happy to announce our weeknight CCW classes with the same professional and experienced instruction that has become the standard in Northern California for basic and advanced CCW, firearm safety training, and private instruction. Contact NorCal Firearms Instruction at 999-1822 for more information, or visit us on the web at norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Reading know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Reading, California.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, wow, Bob.
Wake up in the morning and I'll raise my weary head. I've got an old coat for a pillow and the earth was last night's bed. I don't know where I'm going, only God knows where I've been. I'm a devil on the run, a six-gun lover, a gamble in the wind. Yeah!
Welcome back.
We got to see them in concert.
KCNR 1460.
to make you feel like you want to get on a horse and ride?
Yeah, at least we want to ride in that Harley. Take that Harley. Take that steel horse. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, 69 degrees right now. And a 725, this portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors. Stop by and visit Crown Motors today down there at 555 Cypress Avenue. Your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, or Ram dealership. They've got everything you could possibly want and a service department that is second to none in the North State. Redding Crown Motors, 555 Cypress Avenue. Or give them a call at 223-2177. There's neighbors. There are your neighbors giving you great deals right there at Redding Crown Motors. All right, there was a Marine, wounded in 2004 in Afghanistan, increased his metallic density, an IED went up, increased the metallic density in his body by about 2,000%, as we say, injured his arm severely. Well, this young man, Corporal Nathan Kimmets, was just been selected as Veteran of the Year for his district right here in California. That is a great honor. So what they do is, for that honor, you go to Sacramento, you're presented the citation, on the floor of the assembly. And then they have a really nice lunch afterwards, down there. Now, Corporal Kennett, on his way there, he's going through TSA. TSA, what does that mean? Terrorist stopping Americans from boarding planes. There it is, TSA. Terrorist stopping Americans from boarding planes. Anyway, TSA gets this corporal, who's in uniform, by the way, says, wait a minute, raise your arm. You know, they have that, when you're standing in the body scan, that looks like a tanning booth. You stop in the, they run that thing through. Well, he had a problem raising his arm. I can't raise my arm that well. They started giving him a bad time. They wanted him to take off his dress shirt, his uniform shirt.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah. And so they could, run those lines because, you've got a lot. What's all that metal in you? Well, it's called shrapnel, you ass. The young man was okay. He didn't act like this, but his partner, his girlfriend just went berserk.
Good for her.
And said, now here's somebody that's coming up to become, who's being celebrated as California's Veteran of the Year and has these bureaucratic thugs wanting to take off his uniform shirt. What kind of idiots have? No. What kind of idiots do we have that? Here's a guy who comes up. He can't raise his arm up. He's obviously, and he does have metal in him because it's called shrapnel, something that they would never know about. It's the same group of bureaucratic asses that took that Medal of Honor winner from World War II and didn't want him to carry it on the plane. What is this? It's called the Congressional Medal of Honor, and you don't know what it is? Jerks. Yeah, let's just keep patting down that 85-year-old woman. Yeah, let's just keep patting down that 4-year-old. They've, wait a minute. How many planes have they blown up? Let me think. Well, none. What kind of profile do you have? But then you take this hero, and you subject him to this. This is just wrong. And what's TSA say? Oh, we're just following our procedures. Crap. Then your procedures are crap. If there's no common sense in what you do and there's no manager there or what you do, take off your uniform shirt. Oh, I am so proud of TSA at this moment. I can't even say enough about them. I dropped them into that group of thugs that come out here, just sign here and tell us, and we'll tell you how much water you can have, even though you've had it on your property and you've had water rights for the last 150 years. That's in there someplace. Or how about the thugs that take $656,000 of your taxpayers' money to increase the number of likes on Facebook? How about those thugs? Nameless, faceless thugs that they are. How about the IRS spending $5 million on parties? Thugs. Thugs, thugs, thugs. And who runs those thugs? Nobody knows. Do you know who runs them? Of course not. You know why? They're thugs. They're bureaucrats. They might as well be criminals. We'll be right back after this.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are higher in early trading, extending gains into a fourth session as investors cheer the second quarter results of aluminum giant Alcoa. The company is considered a bellwether for the economy, and at 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 55 points. Meanwhile, completed foreclosures dropped 27% in May from a year ago, but inventories of these distressed properties remain high in certain states. According to CoreLogic, Florida had the largest number of foreclosures in the 12 months ending in May. That was followed by California, Michigan, Texas, and Georgia. Those five states accounted for almost half of all completed foreclosures. And SodaStream's efforts to sell itself seem to be fizzling out. The New York Post reported the Israeli-based company has been looking for a buyer for at least 3 months and is having a tough time attracting interest. The Post says SodaStream is working with Rothschild as its informal advisor. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
Trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Now through July 13th, shop Carmona's Appliance Center's annual Red, White, and Blowout Sale, celebrating our nation's birthday. Shop any appliance dealer in any department or big box store. We will meet or beat any local advertised price, or your purchase is free. Carmona's huge in-stock inventory, plus special orders, floor models, and even scratch and dent items are all on sale at blowout savings on any new Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, or JennAir appliance. Free delivery and free haul away of your old appliances is available during this blowout sales event. Save now on your new Whirlpool appliances and bedding at our Red Bluff location. Your local brand source store, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading, at Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday, have fun with us. We talk about timely things, more informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 AM KCNR.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Beginning July 11th, get yourself a date and bring your friends to the Shasta College Theater for 50s and 60s rock and roll. Leader of the pack, the Ellie Greenwich Musical, will run Thursdays through Sundays from July 11th through the 27th. This action-packed show has 24 Motown hits from the era of Beehives and 45s. Doo-wop classics such as Be My Baby, Chapel of Love, Leader of the Pack, and Do Ron Ron are just a few of the great songs. For more information, visit shastacollege.edu/theater.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR 1460. Hop into the chat room. Wake up. Get in there. 7:35 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Craftmaster Windshield Repair. He can do something. Jeff can do something other shops can't. He can offer you a guarantee. Small chips. up to cracks over 24 inches in length. 3208 Market Street in Reading, or give him a call at 241-8373. Reading Crack Master Windshield Repair. He deserves a prize just for the name of that. I mean, Reading Crack Master.
Speaking of automobiles.
Can I say something first?
Yes.
You know what? When I was on a roll back there and I said, called TSA, terrorists stopping Americans from getting on airplanes. I take that back. That was a totally wrong. I was just thinking about it. That was a totally wrong term, because terrorist is got such an ugly connotation. I apologize for that. I should have said thugs stopping Americans from getting on planes. And this all had to do with the young Marine who'd been wounded in combat and he couldn't lift his arm up and they were giving a bad time on him, take off his shirt, the whole thing, because he had too much shrapnel in him. This was the young man that was coming up to Sacramento to receive the Veteran of the Year. They don't care. Okay.
Do you think it would be easier? Okay, see, somebody, you have to raise your arms in order for, I understand exactly what you're saying. I try to look at both sides. So the TSA guy, you have to lift your hands all the way. If you can't lift your arms up, then we have to do a wand. Okay. Now, what if the guy had a slip that said, I have 40% or 30%, or I have some kind of, from the VA, when he travels, to say, I have this much shrapnel, you're going to have to hand wand me anyway.
Well, and they could do that, and as it ended up, they had to. But, the point is that, oh, take this off. The whole thing could have been handled a lot better because they don't care. They don't care. You know what? And as far as, here's your, if they're willing to accept in Obamacare somebody saying, oh no, this is how much money I make and, give me insurance. They're not asking for proof. Maybe they would. Maybe they'll just accept that little handwritten note that says, I've been wounded and I can't raise my arm above my head. Anyway.
Okay. So car theft is on the rise.
Oh yeah. Ready.
Throughout the country, by the way.
10. Yeah.
Throughout the country. So, according to an article I've just recently read, what do you think is the the number one car that is
being stolen
and the insurance, highest insurance claims?
It used to be Toyota. I don't know what it is now. A Toyota Corolla used to be like one of the high, because they would take them for parts.
Well, I know this is a little twist in your mind, but it's not a car. It's a truck.
Oh, really?
And it's the Ford F-250.
It's the most stolen vehicle?
Most stolen vehicle. And
really?
They're looking for trucks these days. Oh, you have a Ford 150, but so,
I dare you to take it.
Yeah.
I dare you to take it. Dare you. It's parked out back here. Keys may be close to it. No.
Just to let you know, that's what they're looking for.
These tires.
Well.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's funny because it used to be some small cars. You take them and they could part them out or they can, because they're so easy.
So that the one number one on the list is the Ford F-250 4x4. Number two is a Chevrolet Silverado 1500 crew cab. Number three is a Chevrolet Avalanche. Okay. Then it goes down to, then you've got the Cadillac Escalade and the Suburban, but they're all the bigger cars, the Yukons.
That's strange.
That's all the top 10.
They're not going for that. They're not going for gas mileage here.
No,
they're going for the big cars.
All of the SUVs. And they say that the, I don't know what it is, but so the least popular.
Oh yeah. What's that?
It's the Dodge Journey. An Audi.
That's because the Audi's got plastic parts.
Acura, RDX, Toyota Matrix, Lexus 250 Hybrid. I'm surprised. Honda CRV.
Well, who would want to be driving around in a Honda
CRV? A Toyota
CRV?
Sienna, a Jeep Compass, and a high-end, and a Tucson. So those are like
Hyundai.
Hyundai.
Can I make an observation?
Sure.
For those people who think it looks cool to take a big SUV and mount low-profile tires with spinner wheels, I'm sorry, it looks stupid.
Of course, that's just our opinion. You'd be feel free to do anything like that. Of course, just drop by the show. Drop by the studio, and we'll come out and take a look at it, and we'll just laugh and point. All right, we're going to take a – no, we're not. Something sad. But something, on the other hand, it was the hand of God had to be in this. When that plane crashed.
Oh my gosh.
The plane crash in San Francisco. What else can we say? And they're going to find out probably. This is what I'm thinking is that the pilot came in too low. He came in too low and too slow. And yet there was nobody in the cockpit yelling, speed up. Everything was working in the cockpit. But this is not the first time at San Francisco Airport they've had a plane land early. If you remember that one there years ago, Bob, and tell me if I'm right about this, it landed in the water out there coming in from Japan because of the guy just didn't have enough speed and they landed in the bay right before the airport. There's no injuries, but
SFO is regarded as one of the trickiest approaches because of the winds, the topography and all that. And they don't have perspective on the ground.
Their depth perception are coming in over the water, the whole thing. But 300 out of 302 people, 300 of them make it out. That one, the one of the flight attendants, was, I guess, a hero, pulling people out, pushing them out down the slides and all this. But one of the two young girls, two teenagers that were killed, and unfortunate, but appears it was run over by a fire truck. I mean, here's the first responders they're there to help and save people. And if that is indeed true, how sad would that be? But again, a miracle that you have that many people make it out of the plane. Plane's on fire, obviously, because you just take a look at it, but they got everybody out. So
today, have you been watching the Zimmerman file, case? I'm going to talk a little bit about that when we come back. Just a brief, comment on what they're going to be covering today. And, this should be really interesting on the case of, does marijuana really affect your body? It's really going to be hitting the stands today. We'll be right back.
Carmona's Appliance Center.
Now through July 13th, shop Carmona's Appliance Center's annual Red, White, and Blowout Sale. Celebrating our nation's birthday, shop any appliance dealer in any department or big box store. We will meet or beat any local advertised price or your purchase is free. Carmona's huge in-stock inventory plus special orders, floor models, and even scratch and dent items are all on sale at Blowout Savings on any new Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, or JennAir appliance. Free delivery and free haul away of your old appliances is available during this Blowout Sales event. Save now on your new Whirlpool appliances and bedding at our Red Bluff location. Your local brand source store, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading, at Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hey, Ernie.
What?
Hey, it's time for Swap and Sell.
Swap and Sell? What's that?
Yeah, 30-day swap and sell every Saturday morning.
Can I sell my car?
You can sell anything you want. You can give it away. You can swap it.
Can I have a community event?
Yeah, community event, fundraiser.
Can I have a garage sale?
You can have a garage sale. Any kind of event you have going on, you call us.
Where?
Right here at 605-4567.
You mean here in KCNR 1460?
Every Saturday from 7 to 8 a.m. Listen for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your North State Swap and Sell.
Hi everyone, I'm Sherry Silk.
And I'm Danny Silk.
And we are so excited to be joining the weekend lineup at KCNR Community Talk Radio. We have a new show Sundays from noon to one. Danny, are you excited?
I'm excited. Living on Purpose is a brand new program. Our focus is to help build healthy families, relationships, marriages, parenting.
And we sure hope you join us.
It's Living on Purpose with Danny and Sherry Silk every Sunday from noon to one on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365 3793. And once again, thank you.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane, competitive prices, senior and veteran discounts, family owned, family operated, all right here in Shasta County. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 365-3793. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Now, there's more than that. That they also sponsor Saturday Night Baseball for the Colt 45s, which has been a real success this year. Every Saturday night at 7 p.m., we broadcast the Colt 45 games. It's a good time. Nate does a great job out there.
He does.
Now, sure. We were talking the Zimmerman case. Got a couple of things that are really interesting are happening in the Zimmerman case. Frankly, do you think that George Zimmerman also, just be thinking about this, do you think he's going to be able to get a fair trial down in Florida?
I don't know. The jury in the murder trial of George Zimmerman could spend today listening to testimony about the marijuana and Trayvon Martin system when he died. They also are going to view a computer animation of the shooting. Both issues are important parts of Zimmerman's self-defense claim. A ruling Monday allowed the jury to learn about the drugs. Judge Deborah Nelson was, I wonder when you are a judge, this is a sidebar here, in this kind of high profile case, when she goes home at night, does she go home or is she sequestered as well?
I think she goes home. But
that's got to be weird.
I think she's probably got guards around her now.
I just
this thing is, you know, but let's finish this and talk about what was on Facebook. But on this one here, the amount of marijuana in Martin's system has now become a part of the trial. Last week, the county coroner there had said, yeah, he had a lot of marijuana in his system. He testified for the prosecution, how he was killed and all that. But he said the toxicology report said there was marijuana in his system. Well, now the defense is calling him because the county coroner says he believes that could be one of the reasons of the violence, that the amount of marijuana in Martin's bloodstream. And the other thing they're doing is a simulation of the shooting via animation.
Well, it might be hard for some of us to realize that maybe the pot that was in the 70s and 80s, the pot that is grown today and sold today on the street is not the same kind of pot. It's much more potent. It has different chemicals in it. And I believe it was Mr. Preston that has the show here at from 10 to 12.
Agenda 21.
That was talking one day about the fact in his background, he knows kids. This is a textbook case of a kid who came from twice divorced parents and falling into the street drug scene and what marijuana does to growing teens and constant use of it. So it would be interesting to really have an expert come on our show sometime and talk about what's your experience if you've got a daily pot smoker who's a 16-year-old.
It starts young.
14, 15, 16. What does it do to their system?
Okay, we can do that. We can find that. And the other thing, too, is, first of all, if you think that Trayvon Martin got what he deserved, there's something wrong with you. There's nothing right about a 17-year-old being killed. There's nothing right about that. 17-year-old, nothing after that second, that round, that bullet entered him, and he died. Nothing. He couldn't turn himself around. He couldn't become something. He couldn't become somebody. He couldn't have a family. All of that ended right there. So if you think, I got what he deserved. No, nobody deserves to die at 17, 16, 15. They don't deserve that. However, the man that shot him, if in self-defense, does not deserve to be pilloried. We've already talked about that. He does not deserve to have an unfair trial. And if things are brought into the trial that may be uncomfortable to the family of Martin, I'm sorry about that. It's too bad because the man's on trial for literally for his life. And in conjunction with that, Facebook had a page. It was called Riot for Trayvon. And it was one of the Facebook pages. And another one, Kill Zimmerman. They took down the Riot one. I don't know if the Kill Zimmerman page is still up. Yeah, we saw that. Anyway, moving past that. Guess what's back?
What's back?
Fire tax. Just when you thought it had been fought back, it hasn't. Fire tax is back. All of our state reps are getting together. When I say state reps, you know, Nielsen and Daly and Logue and, what's the other guy's name? Ted, Gaines. Have you ever seen Ted Gaines? He's our senator. Have you ever seen him? Has he ever been up here?
I don't recall seeing
him. I think he came in. I think it was a sighting.
It was a sighting.
Yeah, he came in.
It was a sighting. It was
that day, and they said, oh, by the way, in 1 hour, he'll be blah, blah, blah. Yeah. One of those things.
Is it kind of like that wolf that keeps going back and forth between Oregon and here? Maybe we should put a sighting collar around Ted Gaines, our new senator.
Yeah.
Or not, you know, do we know? Anyway, okay, but they're going to have a town hall meeting. We'll get some more information on that. But guess what? All the bills are going to be going out to you. Now, it's being fought in the state courts right now saying this is not a fee, it's a tax, and you need a two-thirds majority, and it goes on from there. So, but it's back. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I don't know what's going on with Buddy. He's not putting any weight on this paw.
Oh, yes, I see. It's just a minor sprain.
Okay.
You keep Buddy off his paws for a few days, and he'll be chasing squirrels in no time.
So one other thing. I do have this rash.
Okay, sir, I need you to put your shirt back on.
Wait, you're a doctor, right?
Animal doctor.
Quick peek.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's getting hotter and hotter in our downtown. Weather of 73. Looks like it is going to be 103 degrees today. And today is the 9th. Oh my gosh, this is just flying by. I don't know. I know many of you that are listening right now are saying, is it just get used to it, Linda. The older you get, the faster time goes by. Unless maybe you're sitting there waiting to see if you're going to fight a ticket in court. Do you ever think about what are the times when you look at the clock and think, have I got it? Time's going by so slowly. Does that, for in my life right now, rarely happens. I just think, oh my gosh, have I been here forever? No, it's just, I look at the date and it's surreal because where did June go? You know, so on and so forth. So, this portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. You know what? And again, really excited about taking, one of these, staycations weekend things. In fact, we might even, do a live remote on one of the, boats out there. Check out their line of boats or ski boats and jet skis. And I think it'd be a lot of fun. Maybe we'll have like a KCNR day. Let you guys come on and we'll go take a little trip out there. It's beautiful. We loved it. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383. We're going to just shout out for, veteran owned business. Beautiful, clean harbor where there's a lot of pride in, their business. So anyway, Carl just stepped in the back. We have, some, guests that, have arrived. And of course we've got Stan coming on in just a moment at the 8 o'clock hour. And I wanted to remind you that on Thursday night, I'm going to be having some special guests. I've got Christine coming on from Tapas, who's going to be talking about, you know, the Thursday night, market fest that's happening downtown, some, restaurants that, she's helping to promote as well as, you know, of course, Tapas. And then I've got Steve coming in to talk about a brand new training program that they brought in that is really popular in Europe that is just now hitting in the United States. And Reading right here at Adamson's Peak Performance has brought it in, bringing it in. So I'm really interested to hear all about, you know, what that is. So, Bob, what do you have on your list for Saturday?
For this coming Saturday?
Yes.
I'm not sure that it's probably going to be things around the house because the weather's going to be a little bit less intense than it's been.
So how about Boomer Tech?
We will be doing, of course, our regular Boomer Tech program coming up Saturday at noon. And still, the things happen so quickly, we don't even start really looking at our stories till about the middle of the week as far as what's happening because it's just changing very, very quickly.
And everybody's cell phones, we look at that, too, with what's going on with, you know, Apple and, gosh, I mean, trying to get an upgrade. I've got a 4, so there's a 5 now, and it's just, I mean, I'm not really into it. Carl's still got his flip phone.
You know what? I have a flip phone. You know, I am proud to have a flip phone because I turned back into one you could do all that stuff on. Because what do you need a phone for? You need a phone to communicate with. You don't need a phone to look at the internet and look at lewd pictures of Anne Margaret when she was 22 years old. Bob. Anyway.
Lewd. Yeah,
she was not lewd. She was classy.
She was classy.
Not lewd.
But,
don't say
but
the word.
Lewd being, of course, the fact that she had on, with her, you know, her bathing suit or something like that. Anyway, hey, before we leave, I got one last shot coming across. Illinois, the last state to get the concealed carry law passed. Governor Quinn took it and he added all these weird things to the law that said, oh, you can only carry one weapon. Oh, you can only carry one, you know, just ammo for that weapon. You can't carry extra, you know, extra ammo. You can't go to any place that serves alcohol and have the weapon, which then, of course, excludes restaurants and those kind of things. And you know what? The state assembly has gotten it back and said, you know what? We're going to override your changes. And they're doing it right now. So here it is. Thunderdome is now going to arm the prey. That's right. Thunderdome, Chicago, not that victims now have a right, a legal right to protect themselves by carrying a concealed weapon as soon as they pass this. They've got other onerous parts about it, but still, finally, the citizens of Illinois have the right to have a concealed carry license.
Even as California tries to do away with it.
California wants to disarm the prey. It wants, you know what, it's not fair enough that the predators who've been training in jail for all these years have, and you know, gotten their little gangs together. It's not fair enough that they're in gangs and they're running through the streets and, you know, cars and everything are being taken. They want to disarm the prey. They want to take the horns away from the Cape Buffalo. Let's just make it better for the predators. Anyway, hey, we come back. Stan Statham is going to be with us. We're going to be talking about, hey, should we divide the state of California into 2 or 3 states? We're going to find out what Stan Statham thinks. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Did he botch the landing? Investigators will be today questioning the pilot in Saturday's deadly crash in San Francisco. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal live outside the airport.
Dave, investigators say a key aspect to understanding this crash is understanding why the aircraft was going so slowly just before landing, a full 34 knots below target speed just 3 seconds before impact, which NTSB Chairwoman Deborah Herzman has called significant. She spoke on Fox News this morning.
We are about halfway through the interview process, but we have not yet interviewed the flying pilot.
Who, while having flown thousands of hours on other commercial aircraft, had not landed a 777 Boeing at SFO before. She says they want to find out what kind of reliance they had on automation and how well they understood what it was supposed to do for them, Dave.
Jessica, the fireworks company that put on the 4th of July show in Simi Valley, California, is blaming a shell malfunction for the accident that injured 39 people. A roadside bombing has killed 17 villagers in Afghanistan, and an Afghan soldier has opened fire on NATO troops, killing one. This says the U.S. considers a faster and total withdrawal.
The New York Times says the president's become more and more frustrated in his dealings with Afghan President Hamid Karzai, to the point where President Obama is now giving serious thought to the so-called zero option, leaving no U.S. forces of any kind in Afghanistan after next year.
George Zimmerman, that's Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson. George Zimmerman's lawyers are trying to give the jury a visual aid to show it was self-defense and not murder. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live at the courthouse in Sanford, Florida.
Dave, the lawyers spent all morning arguing over the admissibility of an animation prepared by a defense expert. It purported to present the physical dimensions of where the shooting of Trayvon Martin took place. The judge decided to continue the hearing later and resume testimony, as the jury had been waiting outside the courtroom all morning due to this hearing. Now on the stand is a defense pathologist. The defense has said they could rest their case today or tomorrow, Dave.
This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
If you're a Medicare member with diabetes, you may be confused over recent changes affecting where you can buy test strips. Don't worry. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Our stores carry all major brands and offer a 90-day supply at the same low Medicare copay as mail order. You may even qualify for a free one-touch or CVS brand meter from the manufacturer. So stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
Summer is here, and nothing looks better than tan skin and white teeth. And if you want to have whiter teeth in 5 minutes, then try clinically proven Power Swabs. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Call to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, risk-free. 1-800-663-6188. That's 1-800-663-6188. 1-800-663-6188.
More protests and political disagreement in the turmoil ongoing in Egypt. Fox News Radio's Kimberly Adams is live in Cairo.
A day after some of the most deadly clashes since Egypt's revolution, the interim government is trying to move forward, but the Muslim Brotherhood is rejecting the plan. Yesterday's violence here in Cairo killed at least 51 people, most of them supporters of the deposed president. That's led leaders in the Muslim Brotherhood to call for an uprising against the army and to reject the interim president's constitutional declaration, which calls for new presidential and parliamentary elections. Demonstrators gathering for more protests today are still calling for the return of deposed president Mohamed Morsi. Dave?
And Kimberly, there is a hearing today of a federal oversight board, and the former federal judge who served on the secret court overseeing the government surveillance programs has testified that they did not give, as judges, rubber stamps to requests, but adds the system is flawed because it doesn't allow legal adversaries to question government actions. Randy Travis is still in the hospital. The country star is in pretty bad shape with a viral heart condition. Fox News Radio Sabrina Sabah has more live.
The Grammy-winning singer had emergency heart surgery Monday after being airlifted to a Dallas hospital the day before. His sister-in-law telling People magazine that heart trouble runs in the country star's family. Randy Travis's brother had a heart attack last year, and their mother died at an early age due to heart problems. Travis is still listed in critical condition and could need more surgeries, possibly even a new heart. Dave?
Sabrina, there was more help wanted in May. U.S. companies posted slightly more job openings, But for every available job, there are more than 3 unemployed Americans still. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 53 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:05 in the morning, July the 9th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, or join our chat room or listen to us streaming at KCNR1460.com. If you have a little problem hearing this on your radio, just open up your computer while you're doing your other work there. KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. And the weather today is going to be around 101 degrees, currently 73 degrees in the downtown studios on this July 8th at KCNR 1460. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Now, don't forget when you're up to Anselmo's, they have the tasting room, and you can go up and do your pairing of wines, or your flight of wines, excuse me. Wonderful meals. And Thursday night is pizza night. And by the way, check out AnselmoVineyards.com and find out about their new wine tasting dinner that's going to be coming up with Chanda Miller's fabulous creations, as well as John Stadelli. It was really terrific. We'll be there. 474-55464 reservations. Now let's go to our Wells Fargo Market Minute with our expert, Catherine Lathrop Cummings. What's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 53 points this morning at 15,278. The S&P 500 is positive 7 at 1,647, and the NASDAQ is positive 11 at 3,496. Active stocks this morning include Sprint Nextel up 6 cents at $7.13, and Sirius XM Radio up 10 cents at $3.58. Stocks of local interest: North Valley Bank is up 2 cents at $16.95, and Pacific Gas and Electric is up 12 cents at $45.31. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices for the 10-year Treasury bond, bringing that yield to 2.62%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down 25 cents at $102.77. Gold is down gold is up $13.10 at $1,248, and silver is up 12 cents at $19.16. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Thank you, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. You need advice going through the jungles of Wall Street, and they are the best guides through there. Again, Wells Fargo Advisors, 243-7561. Yeah, you know, today we have with us, you know, there's been letters to the editor, and, you know, you get into different components of the, of what's going on, and Stan Statham is here with us today. A legend in broadcasting.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
Well, that's what you have written on your card, though.
Legend.
A legend
in broadcasting.
Anyway, he is the president and CEO of California Broadcasters Association. But that's not why Stan is here. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some serious moves for the state of Jefferson. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, independent community radio for the North State.
Head too heavy and my sight grew dim.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Now through July 13th, shop Carmona's Appliance Center's annual red, white, and blowout sale, celebrating our nation's birthday. Shop any appliance dealer and any department or big box store. We will meet or beat any local advertised price, or your purchase is free. Carmona's huge in-stock inventory, plus special orders, floor models, and even scratch and dent items are all on sale at blowout savings on any new Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, or Jennair appliance. Free delivery and free haul away of your old appliances is available during this blowout sales event. Save now on your new Whirlpool appliances and bedding at our Red Bluff location. Your local brand source store, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading, at Walnut Street in Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 800-98-STEEL. You must act now. Call 800-98-STEEL. That's 800-987-8335.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
All the leaves are brown, and the sky is gray. I've been for a while.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, California Dreamin'. Yeah, that's a great lead-in bump. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 101 today, 103 tomorrow. If you're having any type of problem with your air conditioning, you give Martin and his people a call. They do outstanding work. 221-2642. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, routine maintenance. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. Again, 221-2642. They will fix anything that's not working correctly in your air conditioning. Alliance Heating and Air. Our guest, Stan Statham, who is, as we say, Stan is a It was a legend, and he really is. He's a legend in
Renaissance
local
man in media and public
broadcasting and out in Sacramento. And now you head up a lobbying effort for the broadcasters in California.
And a assemblyman.
And it stunned me how many radio and television stations are in California. Slightly more than 1,000. You know, we have 140-something television stations and 850-something radio stations. That's why when you're in the LA Basin, which is basically another state, don't forget that. When you go through the LA Basin, you have to change from station to station, from Culver City to West Hollywood, from the 405 to the 10. My wife called me the other day. I said, where are you? She said, well, I'm at the 405. We'll be on the 10 in a second. I said, is that near old 44? Where is that? It's way too many people. And the state is just so gargantuanly big.
Gargantuanly. I like that. Well, Stan, let's, for our listeners, please. We know that you spoke last night at the Tea Party.
That was fun.
And we're going to be getting into that subject matter as well here in a moment. But I really love, and Carl and I have talked about this before, that when our listeners, in order to really kind of get back to where you began and what got you involved in media and broadcasting and radio and then on to television and the politics and so on and so forth, can you give us a kind of a view into your history?
Okay. Well, when I was 17, Linda, that was in the 1900s. When I was 17.
Last century there, right?
Oh, jeez. I participated in a contest at Chico High School. And then out of seven people, I had this guy that I kind of idolized that was on KHSL radio in Chico. His name was Stan Cooper, because my first name is actually Raymond. My middle name is Stanley. But I liked Stan Cooper, and so when I went on radio for the first time, my father got really angry because I said, I'm Stan Statham. You can call me Stan the Man. Well, now here I am decades later on KCNR, the pulse of Shasta County, and it's just it's great fun.
So you're Stan the Man. Stan the Man is in the house.
That's too much.
The pulse of Shasta County. That's where we are.
We
put that on our cards too.
All right.
When I have a minor domestic difficulty, and that almost never happens, my wife says, I'm so tired of hearing of Stan the Man. Matter of fact, it was very interesting because about last month, in 1963, at the graduation at Yuba City High School, I was a disc jockey down there at KAGR. And so a lady called me. They're celebrating their 50th reunion. And she was very surprised to get me on the phone. So she said, you're Stan the Man. I said, well, I was. She said, I says, would you come to our reunion? So I'm going to the reunion October 5th in Chico as Stan the Man. And I'm digging out some of those old records, some 78s, some 45s, if you have any idea what those are.
Yes.
If you don't know what those are, you need to get on Wikipedia.
And in 63, it was the days of parking and making out. And that's as far as you went.
Well, I told the lady that I'm working with on this 50th reunion, I said, I know you people, because I was dedicating letters and records to each one of you, and all your hormones were running amok while I was having a good time becoming a professional. Correct.
It's like the wolf man.
Okay, so and then parking. You were 5 years old.
Well,
you,
I know.
Is this something you read about?
Movies. What? Movies okay. are, and you're people from that
Linda,
era.
Linda is now DVR, Beach Blanket Bingo, Bikini Beach, and Where the Boys Are, all those 1963
movies. Just a little bit before
movies.
My time. Yeah. It's fun. It's fun to watch the fashion.
Well, Stan, from there, after, from the media side, though, you moved into politics and was elected to the assembly.
Well, a guy in Bakersfield, now an attorney in Bakersfield, my closest friend, his name is George Martin. He does a big thing down there, or did for many, many years, called the Bakersfield Business Conference.
Yes.
And so, George.
Huge.
Oh, it's outstanding. 14,000 people. Ronald Reagan had been there twice. And then George even had me MC some things at the Bakersfield Business Conference. And George got me involved in politics in 1964, because I'm dedicating records on KAGR, Rocket Sound Radio, and all of a sudden he's banging on my window, and I let this little kid in. He's 19 at the time, and I started recording commercials for him, and he would bring, matter of fact, he brought the Marvin Gaye Review to Marysville. Marvin Gaye Review was 9 people. The audience turned out to just be 3 because it was Marysville, California, and the kids loved it. The parents said, you're not going to that.
Did you ever break in those days you could play, you didn't have to really do the allotted playlist, right? You could break a band if you needed to break a CD or not a CD, but a record of somebody.
Well, and I used to get these promotional records all the time. So I'd get at least every week I'd get maybe a dozen, at least sometimes 2 dozen records. And occasionally a record producer would show up at the station itself, say, would you be able to play this? Because, I would play Andre Castellanos in the afternoon. Well, at 6 o'clock, then my hormones would run amok. And so then I'd start going with Rocket Sound Radio. And it was just great fun.
Andrew Castellanos during the day and then in the evenings when it was time to rock.
Well, yeah, I remember I was there. All of a sudden I hear this down the hallway. I hear the ticker type going nuts. Ding, ding, ding. And I went down there quickly because I'm the only one at the radio station. And it says the president's been shot. 1963. And I was afraid to read that. And we were doing Andre Castellanos music and all of that kind of stuff. And, you know, Henry Mancini, Moon River and all of that. And so I didn't read it. Then the owner came in, a guy about your size, Carl, and named Bud Ballard. And then he said, we're just going to news now. You won't be doing your show tonight. I said, oh, all right, Bud. And so we did that. It was scary. And then finally when the teletype brought the confirmation, not only had JFK been shot, but he was dead and his head was missing, the top of his head and so forth. And then we got really serious for many days. It's a profound event.
Yeah, it was. And there you were in the, a young man in the radio station by yourself.
Still moved.
Well,
you went right into the moment of it was life changing.
You know, I have a 43-year-old son who has served in Iraq and Afghanistan now twice. And I asked him the other day, his name is Devin. He once ran for supervisor here in Shasta County. And so I asked my son, Devin, as I happened to think about JFK again, and I said, Devin, do you ever think about Jack Kennedy and his assassination? He said, not really, Dad. I said, well, let me ask you this question. Do you think of Jack Kennedy like you think of Abraham Lincoln's assassination? Or is it something that happened in your lifetime? Because my son had not yet been born. I said, is it a current thing to you? He said, no, Dad, it's like Abraham Lincoln. I mean, it happened so long ago, who cares? And I still can feel the emotion of the day I read that announcement.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, more with Stan Statham. KCNR 1460, we'll be right back.
Some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine, matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agriculture maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. The pulse of Shasta.
Excellent.
Where is the pump?
8:25 in the morning, 530-605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, In-Store Deli, and Redding's largest selection of natural foods, supplements, and health and beauty products right there at Orchard Nutrition. They are the North State's nutrition experts. They are located at 221 Locust Street back in the Cypress Square shopping center there in Redding. Or give them a call at 244-9141, 244-9141, Orchard Nutrition. Okay, Stan Statham is just got a rich history up here in the North State. And from, you know, announcing, broadcasting, disc jockey, assemblyman, but his latest battles now is the state of Jefferson. I guess you could call it the state of Jefferson, but the battle to separate California into two separate states. Is that right?
Yes. You know, Carl, when I was 4 years old, 7,000 people on horseback, some by buckboard, some in Model Ts, 7,000 people arrived in Yreka, California, and they had written a constitution, and they had appointed a governor who happened to be the mayor of Port Orford in Oregon. So they're all set to go. And in those good old days, before this kind of media today, you get your news Saturday morning at your local theater, Movie Tone News. So Movie Tone was in Yreka also, and then everything was set to go. We were going to get the 49th state, I guess, at that time. But then all of a sudden the next day, the Japanese lost control and attacked Pearl Harbor. And so it became unimportant. Otherwise, we would have the state of Jefferson today. As a matter of fact, on the bottom of this stuff, when I designed this brochures and stuff, I quote Thomas Jefferson saying, a little rebellion now and then is good for the sound health of government. Dead on, Tommy. Thank you for saying that. Why didn't I think of that?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that Thomas Jefferson said that none of us thought of, and I try to put a quote every day on our Facebook on from something from Jefferson that he says that is just beautiful. Now, you've got this into a you have two new Californians, a commitment here, and be it known, it says, I, and then you can sign your name, desire to divide California into two new states with new constitutions and new legislatures. Be it known, California has experienced extreme difficulty passing a truly balanced budget. California is one of the highest tax rates in America, is an increasing high school dropout rate, near lowest SAT scores, and a true unemployment rate of 20.3%. It's probably around that someplace. If you look at unemployed and underemployed and people have just stopped, mm-hmm. underemployed it probably even pushes it up even. So how will separating the state fix that?
Well, the two words are start over, because, you know, actually, I've become kind of a quasi-expert in this whole area of division within a state's boundaries because I did it. And the first time, let me tell you a quick story. The most powerful speaker of the assembly, I knew the two most powerful speakers of the assembly, Jesse Unruh and Willie Brown. And so I served with Willie Brown in the California Assembly. First thing Willie ever said to me, he pointed at me. And he said, you know, you shouldn't be here. I tried to defeat you. And I said, nice meeting you. And so I called him for a favor. I never had called him for a favor. When I had been there about 12 years, I called him for a favor. I said, Mr. Speaker, I was still calling him Mr. Speaker at the time. I said, can I come down and talk to you? He said, when do you want to do that? I said, at your convenience, of course. He said, well, come on down now. So because I came from television, I combed my hair yet again, straightened my tie. Linda. Can you control her, Carl?
No, I've stopped. I stopped trying. I stopped trying 5 years ago. The only thing I can do is just kind of maybe put point in a certain direction.
Okay, let's go back to Willie Brown. He was such a star.
So as I walked into Willie's office, Willie called everybody by a different name. Like he used to call Marvin Jesse Unruh Jesse. And when I walked in, he said, "What can I do for you, Stanley?" And I said, "You know, Willie, I'm Mr. Speaker," I said, "I'm,
I got it.
I know him so well now that he came to my second marriage. He comes to every other marriage I have."
Oh, put on pump. Okay.
And so I said, "You know, I'm going to introduce a bill that people will make fun of. I don't know if it has a chance, but I want you to leave it alone. Don't speakerize it. Don't say pass it or kill it." And he said, "Well, what are you going to do?" And I said, "A bill to divide California just below Bakersfield." And he stunned me because then Willie suddenly said, "You wouldn't want me to help you?" And I said, "You would actually help me with this, Willie?" And he said, "Stanley," and he speaks with more than colorful language, he said, "I was elected in 64. In 66, I knew this state was too blank big to be one state." And I said, "Well, thank you." So he actually helped me get it through the California Assembly.
Wow.
The next day after I met with Willie, I got a call from the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. And I said, "What can I do for you?" "Mr. Statham, Mr. Brown just called us. He wants you to address us." I said, "I'll be right down."
Okay.
All right.
We're going to finish this as soon as we get back from our
find out
break.
What happened.
Yeah, let's find out. Stan Statham, State of Jefferson. Or should we divide? We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. In the San Francisco Asiana airliner crash, investigators hoping for some answers from key people today, including the pilot who landed the aircraft.
He was in training on the Boeing 777, but had landed other aircraft at SFO before. In this case, the plane had been going too slowly upon approach. Two Chinese teenage girls were killed, and one may have died after being hit by an emergency vehicle.
Fox Radio's Jessica Rosenthal. More than 1,000 people forced from their homes by an oil train derailment in Quebec are being allowed to return home. Meanwhile, the search for victims continues.
Investigators in Quebec say they'll likely never find all the 40-some victims still unaccounted for in Lac-Mégantic after a runaway oil tanker train derailed there Saturday, setting off explosions that incinerated part of the city center.
Fox Radio's Jeff Manasso. And the president's pick to be the next FBI director, James Comey, getting a grilling from the Senate Judiciary Committee today. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Company, Northern Lights Energy. Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to thank everyone for your business. We just got another load of propane bottles in and a few more forklift tanks, so come by and fill up before the price goes up. We have ethanol-free 93, two-cycle oil, bulk oil in our container or yours. We have in Reading clear diesel and gasoline. The construction is done, so bring your boats and motorhomes in, and we'll take care of you. If you're thinking about an on-demand kerosene hot water heater, give Johnny a call, and he'll work you up an estimate. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to a real person and not a recorder. In Corning, Weaverville, and in Reading, on Saturday, open till 3:30 at 273 and Wyndham Lane. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Sweetie, my hands are full. Can you get him?
Yep.
And I still want to hear about your day.
Oh, today was nuts. Back-to-back meetings. Wish I could have got home earlier. How was yours? Were you able to close that deal?
Kinda doubt it. I called him Will, and his name is Steve.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
This summer, discover musical theater and the best 50s and 60s rock and roll at Shasta College. Leader of the pack, the Ellie Greenwich Musical will run Thursdays through Sundays from July 11th through the 27th. Greenwich shaped the sound of the bebop generation. Reminisce with 24 Motown hits from the era of Beehives and 45s. Doo-wop classics such as Be My Baby, Chapel of Love, Leader of the Pack, and Do Ron Ron are just a few of the great songs. For more information, visit ShastaCollege.edu/theater.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County.
I love it.
Like that? The pulse of Shasta County. It is 8:35 in the morning here, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, where I went yesterday to get my haircut. Thank you very much, Tim, DC, and the man in black. Man's Last Stronghold. Veterans and seniors always get discounts at Cypress Square Barbershop. It's a great place to go to. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. It was filled up yesterday. It's filled up all the time, which is good in path. I can't just walk in. Well, I do. I sit there and I walk in. It's got nothing to do with this interview at all. Stan Statham is our guest. Radio legend, political maverick, but also friends with everybody back when you could be friends with the other side.
It was, you know, I actually did, become the maverick because I was successful enough to become the assistant Republican leader. But then I would stand up on the floor from time to time, and I really wouldn't notify people on what I was doing, especially my party. I would not notify because occasionally I'd have a different position. Like, for instance, on the Equal Rights Amendment once, I said, well, I've studied that for a long time. Matter of fact, I even memorized it. It's 23 words. Equality of rights should not be denied or abridged on account of sex. And that means that Carl and Linda are equal. And I couldn't think of how that could not be true. And so I actually stood up on the floor of the assembly and spoke on behalf of that. The Republican caucus held an immediate meeting and tried to censor me for supporting that. And I had to debate the entire Republican caucus. I said, gentlemen, let me just talk to you. Why don't you go home tonight? I don't want to debate you. Go home tonight and ask your wife. Does she think she's even equal to you? What the hell is the matter with her? You know, and then come back and talk to me tomorrow. We'll do this debate again. And so the issue went away, and that only happened on a couple of occasions.
And Stan's here today because Stan, though he is a number of other things he is always involved in, he is here in charge of twocalifornias.com. He's talking about the state of Jefferson, the splitting of the state into two states. For a variety of reasons, the state of California has become so large and so complex and to the point where people in various parts of the state are not represented. There's such a better job that could be done maybe on a smaller scale. Now, the questions in here are, how would you split the state? And how would you split the state, Stan? Is it in your vision here?
Okay, well, let me mention first before I answer that directly. Thank you for saying twocalifornias.com because I'm in the process of creating that website. My daughter, who's kind of an expert geek kind of person in Colorado, she's already put together a bare bones website. But if you go to that website now, it will say not yet activated. So it's not there, but it's going to be. And so on the division of California, I wanted to start, I want to find out what Californians want. I think most of them, if they really thought about it and studied it, they'd realize that smaller Californias would operate better than one huge California because California, our state has more population than the entire country of Canada. I mean, Canada's, you know, well ahead of us from population. We are not a state. We are a nation. And so I thought if we divide – we would operate better, and we can just start from ground zero. You know, it's like a very – my wife says, never use this example. I said it's like a bad marriage, because there are some occasionally, not often hopefully, but some occasionally. Even San Francisco and Los Angeles don't really like each other. They're each trying to be the financial center, because where the power is, frankly, is where most of the trouble is. And that's where most of the welfare, most of the budget crises, most of the educational reform crises and all that stuff is created. And so I decided to start with Mother Nature's direction, San Andreas Fault, because that will beget so much publicity, as I don't know how, for instance, I'm serious, I don't know how CNN could pass that one up. If we get legislation introduced to divide California on the San Andreas Fault, who is going to win? Who will get to the big one first? Because the big one, when Mother Nature splits, it is coming. But then we're waiting, when we get this website up, the people that are putting the website together for me, they estimate, because it's California and I'm moving to this controversial thing of dividing the Golden State, they estimate it will get 50,000 hits a month. And of course, everybody's opinion. What do you do about this? What do you do about that? What about the water? What about the agriculture? What about Hollywood? Who gets the Capitol building, by the way? What are you going to call these new states? And so people just go berserkly. And a lot of the questions they ask are kind of irrelevant, because I like the sound of the state of Jefferson. What are you going to call these states? That's very, very secondary, because they will be new states and they will be starting over.
The San Andreas Fault, by the way, in case your people are looking it up right now, it goes from, of course, the San Diego area along the border there. It goes all the way up to San Francisco and ends right above San Francisco. It doesn't go all the way up to the coast. So it ends above San Francisco, and it encompasses, of course, San Francisco, L.A., Orange County, and they're going to be happy to hear this, that they're in blue country, and in San Diego. All the major cities would be in the blue side. The centers of commerce, the centers of industry. Let's address that when we get back. Carl Lindebott, our guest Dan Statham, who is pushing for two Californias. And when you think about it, two Californias, anytime that you see what's coming out of Sacramento lately, you have to admit that the idea of having a state legislature that might be more conducive to listening to their constituents north of Sacramento.
That means a whole other governing body on
that would,
two states.
That would listen to their constituents. We'll be right back.
On this heart of mine, I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656, or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
There is no better word in the English language than the word free, and BNT Satellite wants you to get basic Dish Network satellite television packages free for the first 6 months of your new subscription. There's no questions, no muss, no fuss, just free Dish Network for the first 6 months of your new basic package subscription. You will not find another offer for cable or satellite service that will beat this offer, and it is only from our local provider, BNT Satellite. All you have to do is call BNT Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988, and the first 6 months of your basic satellite subscription is free.
Everywhere around the world,
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County. This portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. How about a staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor? Check out their line of houseboats, ski boats, and jet skis. They have got any type of deal that's going to fit your budget. They welcome our local residents. Let's go out there and have a great time on that lake. It's hot. Let's have a good time out there. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383. It's 238-2383. Or check out lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor. Oh, we're on our way out there. Yes. Okay, our guest, Stan Statham. We're talking about the state of Jefferson, dividing California into two states. Lots of questions. You're talking about taking it down to San Andreas Fault. So we have our ports there. Questions coming in. How do you handle that $500 billion deficit we have right now?
Because I've researched this so many times, once 20 years ago, and now I've researched it a lot more, the debt is humongous, of course, and because most of it has been created from not balancing a budget or with bond issue after bond issue after bond issue, and we've got gazillions then, billions, in debt. If you get approval to divide California within its borders, by law, a partition committee has to be created. The partition committee's responsibility is to divide the debt. So the red state or the blue state or whichever state, whatever percentage of population is there, they get that percentage of the debt. Because you can't do away with the debt. It has to be paid for somehow. And so you just divide the debt as equitably as possible in the tragedy of a divorce. You have to divide the debt as equitably as possible. Right, Linda?
Yeah.
What would you do, Sam? What would you say then to the idea that, okay, so you do divide it down to San Andreas Fault, and the east-west line of communication would have to be built from the coast to the five.
Yes.
That would have to be taken care of some way. But what keeps, you still got Sacramento, which is a blue area right there. The rest of your places are more conservative along in the agricultural areas all the way down there. Yes, I agree with that. But you've got a bastion of the blue right in Sacramento.
I've done a lot of mathematics. So by the time you add up Bakersfield and Fresno and Merced and Modesto and Chico and Redding, Chico minus the university, and Chico and Redding and Yreka and all these little places that I have been to, but nobody has heard of, like Lookout and Bieber and all those little places. We got them outnumbered. It's just the Bay Area and some of their unusual habits. And so the last question I got last night, Carl, after speaking for an hour and 45 minutes at the Redding Tea Party, the last question was, now, it looks like this is actually possible. So if you get successful at all, could you do me a favor? I said, yes, ma'am. What is it? Can you get rid of Marin County? Well, you just can't do those kinds of things. You know, this is America. And I said, well, initially, we need their money. Don't worry about that. Why don't we just be polite and take their money and see what we can do from that point forward? And so that you do, because in Marin County, that's where the liberals come because, you know, Los Angeles, pardon me, San Francisco is the only county in California that's losing in population because people don't live there. They work in San Francisco, then they cross one of the bridges to go back home and enjoy their wife and husband.
Well, Marin County would be in the blue side. Is that correct?
Yes, that would be one of the coastal.
It'd still be one of the blue sides anyway. But okay, what about water? know, because that question always comes up. Water. You know, well, we've got to keep our water.
I felt so fortunate because when I went to Sacramento in 76, I had two private meetings with Jerry Brown. He's our governor.
Yes.
Is that
Second
Brown?
Time.
Is that Brown? Isn't he the one that gave the unions the right for collective bargaining? And isn't that one of the reasons we have a $500 billion
He's the only
deficit?
Governor that has the avant-garde painting in the white, in the
Capitol. Yeah, of him. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
You've got to see that painting when you come down. Yes. It's remarkable. And so I had these meetings as I was negotiating at the time, the peripheral canal with Jerry Brown one-on-one because since I came from Chico at the time and I was a Republican, they put me on this nothing committee, assembly water committee. And frankly, I didn't know anything about water. I knew that water ran downhill, but beyond that, what about it? And so I actually picked up the phone because I was, all the pressure was on me as a brand new baby boy assemblyman to, it's a pivotal vote because I'm kind of a maverick. They called me the maverick from MODOK, which is one of the phrases that people would use against me. And so, I picked up the phone and called the chief consultant, the Assembly Water Committee, a very dear friend of mine. His name is Clyde McDonald. And I said, Clyde, would you be able to come into my office for a minute or two? And he said, Mr. Statham, anything you want, I work for you. And I said, well, that'd be great. And so he came to my office and sat down in front of my desk. And I said, now, Clyde, I want to be really candid. I said, stop all that Mr. Statham stuff. Just call me Stan. Well, we're not allowed to do that, Mr. Statham. And I said, well, anyway, pretend the truth is happening here. I don't know anything about water, and I want you to teach me about water, and I want to protect Northern California from Los Angeles' unquestionable and unquenchable thirst. And so he said, okay, now Stan. And he said, can I move some of this stuff off your desk? And so he did, and he said, give me four or five pieces of paper. And he got out a pen. He said, okay, Stan, there are only three kinds of water. I said, okay. He said, water controlled by the federal government. That's this dam, and this dam. Second, water controlled by the state government. That's this dam and this dam. And then Mother Nature's water that just comes to us naturally. And so that's all you have to worry about. Now, try not to worry about protecting water. And I said, I'm going to be skinned alive, Clyde. You know, I even came from, Butte County, and we have a natural well and everything else. And I hear the battles up there all the time. I've got to go back to Red Bluff and tell them what I'm doing here. And I don't like the bill, but I know California has a water problem. He said, the one thing you have to do is protect in the Constitution the origin of county, the county of origin water rights. And so I did get, after negotiating for 6 weeks, I got, I proposed four amendments, and I got three of them in the bill that absolutely protected the county of origin water rights, which means Shasta County gets it first. Everybody else gets it second, third, fourth, 13th, because water does just roll downhill and either goes out to the bay or goes to L.A. or some of the Central Valley uses it. And so he said people worry about all that all the time, but he said the contracts for water are so strong and so vehement and so negotiated that they usually last for 40 to 50 years, and none of us will be using oxygen if there's the next water battle. And a matter of fact, what I had Clyde do, and I asked him to do it, and he did. He wrote the water section to address that problem within the book that I'm going to publish here about September.
Okay. All right. Our guest is Stan Statham. We're talking about dividing California into two states to make it more manageable, but also to make it more representative of the people than just, you know, enclaves in San Francisco and L.A. We'll be right back.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Ever want to be a contestant on a game show? Don't miss your chance. Your chance is here at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our game show Thursday. Swipe to win promotion for your chance to be a contestant live on stage with game show host Brad Bonner every Thursday at 7 p.m. in Overtime Sports Bar. Swipe to win. Play to win. Stay to win. Brad incorporates a little magic and a whole lot of trivia in his game show. He'll have you laughing till your face hurts. Every Thursday, 12 contestants will win free slot play and a pair of tickets to the final game show on Wednesday, July 31st at 7:30 p.m. Five additional winners will receive a pair of tickets where over $15,000 in guaranteed cash and prizes will be given away. Everyone's a winner. But you have to play at Wind River Resort and Casino to be part of our live audience on Wednesday, July 31st at 7:30 p.m. in the Event Center. All contestants are picked directly from our live audience. Plus, enjoy a delicious dessert on us. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. For details on Game Show Thursdays, log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl in the Bot. 73 degrees out there. It's going to get up to 103 today, 55 in the morning. Tomorrow on the show will be the Reading Police Chief, Rob Pelletti. We're going to be talking about what happens with when they release these 10,000 new prisoners out there under AB 109, 10,000 more, and what about, you know, and the fact that Reading has become the 10th per capita city that has the most car. Let me try that again. We have risen to be the 10th car theft in the nation. We rated number 10 per capita. I've completely screwed that up, but we're up there now. We went from 40 to 10 for the number of cars being stolen. Anyway.
So we're going to find out more about that tomorrow.
I completely hosed that one
That's
up.
That's right.
That's okay. Anyway, but Rob Pelletti, Chief Pelletti is going to be on tomorrow to discuss all that. Our guest is Dan Statham.
Good morning and welcome back. It is currently 75 degrees in the downtown studios where temperatures rising to 103 today, on this 9th of July, 8:56 in the morning. And again, our guest is Stan Statham. We've been talking about two Californias. You're going to have a website for people who are just, you know, they're driving, they're getting out of, in and out of the car. They couldn't get to the tea party. They want to know about what this idea is, how to get on board. How do they find the information? This is rich information.
Well, you know, give them my personal website. So anybody could ask me a question or contact me if they want to volunteer and help or if they think this is another idiot idea or whatever. My website, my email is simply my name, Stan Statham, no periods, no underline, just Stan Statham at gmail.com. And so now because I'm just starting with this again, I'm getting at least two dozen emails a day, and I promise to respond to every one.
That's S-T-A-T-H-A-M, by the way.
Thank you.
You may have not gotten that. Stan Statham at
gmail.com.
Well, we're very interested in, you know, the idea, you know, splitting California. But now that we're talking in the process and you've got, you know, informational sheets, what's next? We have a few minutes left here before we finish the program.
Well, I need credibility. And what I'm trying to do now, because I thought this is a brainy idea, there is no former governor of California that has a good legacy. Gray Davis was recalled. Arnold couldn't correct it the way you wanted him to correct it. And so I happen to know on a personal and very close basis, Jerry, Duke, Pete, Gray, and Arnold. And so I already met with Gray for 2 hours, and he is now, this very week, he's looking at the words that he will possibly put in the book because his legacy, forgive me, Linda, it's crap. Mm-hmm. And so I can come back and say maybe the state would operate better if it was two states instead of one. And I'm proceeding to compose and write a song, and I've written some remarkable lyrics. And so we want a song, a website, and a book, and then we're just going to hit it and roll.
Hit it and roll. Like it. Well, thank you so much.
Stan Statham, thanks so much for joining us today.
Not enough time.
Oh, no, it was a lot of fun. I hope we can do this again sometime.
Please.
Well, we will, because, you know, it's there's a lot of things that are going on, you know, when you think about this. But, you know, two states, is it possible? I mean, who knows what's going to happen if people want to get behind it.
Hey, we just had a temperature jump. It is 78 degrees in the downtown studios. Please stay cool today. We're going to have 103 temperature, so keep yourself hydrated.
That's right. And tomorrow again, Chief Rob Pletty, Reading Police Chief Rob Pletty, a lot of stuff to discuss with crime and AB 109 and what's going on. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
My ground won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from...
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady.
I know that this will be a hard job. I'm sure that things will go wrong and I will make mistakes.
But the man nominated to be FBI director is telling lawmakers he'll learn from his mistakes at a Senate hearing touching on a wide range of touchy topics. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live in Washington.
Early on, senators raised James Comey's role when he was deputy attorney general during the Bush administration in signing off on certain enhanced interrogation techniques. Comey said he did find some legal under vague U.S. laws, but...
I went to the attorney general and said, this is wrong, this is awful. You have to go to the White House and force them to stare at this.
Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy of Vermont pressed Comey on one technique in particular.
Do you agree that waterboarding is torture and is illegal?
Yes.
Comey indicates that he supports the collection of phone and internet records in fighting terrorism, calling it a valuable tool. Lisa?
Mike, thanks. The defense could get down to its final witnesses today.